MDM. Edifying the kingdom of God for over 30 years. Marshall Davis Ministry. While forging a path to the future. This is an NBC Media production. The best is yet to come.
Welcome in, MDM After Dark 2020. I'm your host, Sean Davis, here with three illustrious and anointed men of God. I'm going to start out with the Apostle Marshall Davis, who is the host and the founder of Marshall Davis Ministries, of course, and the host of the MDM conferences, the Winter Conference, currently here in Fort Lauderdale. Don't forget, Sunday, July the 5th, and also the 7th through the 9th, MDM Chicago, the Summer Conference, Fire on the Altar, Leviticus 6 and 13. We're going to have Pastor Butch Watkins, Apostle Calvin Emery, Mother Judy Hines, and also Apostle Marshall Davis. Go to cccmc.org/MDM Chicago. You can register for that right now. Once again, cccmc.org/MDM Chicago. Go register. It's going to be an anointed time in the Windy City. Day one of the MDM conference down here in Fort Lauderdale, winter edition. The anointed woman of God, what I tell you, man, she jumped it off. We're talking about none other than the prophetess, Pastor Catherine Davis of Chicagoland Christian Center. And before we get into the highlights of what she talked about tonight, I want to give the founder of MDM an opportunity to just say hello at first and to just give his thoughts on what the prophetess talked about tonight.
Amen. This is Apostle Marshall Davis. And I want you to know that Prophetess Catherine Davis was off the chain tonight. She was so anointed and so powerful in her message and the power of intercession. And she led us through prayer like never before and what our expectation should be even when we pray. And it was just awesome. It's unexplainable. You should have been here. Yes, you need to get registered for next year and make sure that you're in Chicago in July.
Well, with that being said, I'm going to go to Pastor Chris Witherspoon, who's also located in Chicago. Before we get started, let people know about your ministry, name of your ministry, and where it's located.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody out there. My name is Pastor Chris Witherspoon. I pastor a church on the south side of Chicago. It's King's Dominion International Church. We're located at 11625 South Ashland. And I have had the privilege of coming to the MDM for the past, 10 years or so?
Yeah.
And it has blessed me tremendously. You know, it's amazing about an anointing that the apostle and prophetess has, because they have this anointing of a father and a mother. So and so by having that anointing, it causes you, it gives birth to your anointing. And so that's just a powerful word that I received today from prophetess. And I encourage you to come out. You will never be the same. God bless you.
Elder Alonzo Hinton, the word was just awesome. Like Apostle David said, it was almost unexplainable on a tone of intercession and just a mindset of intercession, and have a determination to continue to focus on God's word and confessing God's word no matter the circumstance. And the thing that stood out to me the most was, you can't be great and petty.
So yeah. I just yeah. Yeah. We made up that word, ready.
That was
you can't be great.
That's my next
message.
You
can't be great.
So I think that's just a word for this season. You can't be great and petty. You have to leave certain things behind if you want to walk toward the greatness that God has for you.
Man, let's just tap into that a little bit, because when she said that, that was something that spoke to me directly, dealing with some things I'm dealing with. You want to be great in so many things, but you continue to be petty about what you feel like people have done to you.
Yeah.
Or these obstacles that people supposedly are putting in front of you, when you have the greater one on the inside of you. So how can you continue to be great while you continue to be petty and hold on to what others are trying to do to you? Or per se, look at what the enemy's busy. You know, we hear that a lot from believers. So for me, it stuck to me. It was like, you know what? Right. I'm letting certain things go.
Amen.
I have to. Because I've been talking about being great for so long, and it's time for me to just do it. Right. And I dare not let the little things or the little foxes eat up my grapes or what's supposed to be blessing my life. So,
and what blessed me when she said, commitment is not convenient.
That's what
stuck out to me. Sometimes we think, even in ministry, it's supposed to be easy, but it's just the opposite. It really is the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should actually expect to fight. Look for a fight. Paul says that I learned how to be strong by being weak in my own self.
Yeah.
And I learned it when problems came, was in my life.
Yeah.
So that was powerful to me. That is not commitment, is not convenient. I have to expect a fight. That's when I'm going to get strong.
Yeah. You know, and the Word of God tells us that we're supposed to be aware and cognizant of offenses.
Yes.
It says offenses will come, but you can't be offended when some offenses come to you. Yes. So you can't take on what somebody else said. Mm-hmm. You got to know yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you know yourself, you don't have to worry about anybody else.
Yes. Yes. Prophetess David, she talked about affliction and how affliction comes to promote us. And I think we have that mindset, those petty little things, those offenses that come on and come happen in our life, whether it's through ministry, like Pastor Witherspoon said, or just regular everyday life, it kind of get us focused and say, hey, I'm not going to let this thing stop me. This little petty thing, I'm not going to let it take my focus off the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Prophet has talked about the obedience of a son, and I just think that's such an underestimated tone in the body of Christ, where we don't realize how important obedience is to the next level of being promoted in our life. We want to skip steps. We want to skip being obedient and rely on our talent, our abilities, rather than what God is requiring, which is just like he required of Jesus, like Prophet has said, to be obedient.
Yeah.
And she pointed out Jesus and what he had to go through
right, just
to deliver salvation unto us, and that obedience is going to take us through some things.
Yes.
You know, a lot of the people think obedience is going to be, you know, running through a field of roses and lilies and music playing, and, you know, it's going to be the soundtrack to just blessings flowing in your life. And no, obedience is going to take you through the places of affliction. And she talked about that as well, being placed in those afflictions and when they come upon you. And that's how you develop your skillfulness in warfare.
Yes.
Like, you can't become skillful in warfare until you're placed with the adversary or that affliction in your life to know, all right, this is what I deal with. We talked about that from a sports standpoint briefly, how for the first time we really saw Patrick Mahomes this year have to go through some affliction.
Right.
But it put him in a position to really prove just how great he was. Yeah. It's like, all right, 7 minutes left. Mm-hmm. We're going to see how great you are.
There's no testimony without a test.
No, not at all.
And so the test brings about whatever's on the inside of you.
Yes.
Yes.
So when we face a test, then it's gonna make us or break us.
Yeah.
And so we don't want to run away from the test. We want to thank God for the test. We're gonna pull it out.
Yes.
What God already put inside of us.
Yes. What key can we give the people? How do we get people of God, or just people in general, to understand and be able to hold on to, no, you're not going to be broken. I understand it's hard. I understand it looks bleak right now. But this and this affliction or this trial, what you're going through, this desert, it will not break you. What can you tell the people of God that will give them strength to hold on to that?
I think sometimes we all, as people of God, want to be great. We want to be anointed. We want to be something that God said that we're supposed to be. But the problem is we don't want to pass the grade. We don't want the challenge of what the test is going to be. We don't want to pass the test. But promotion only comes from the testing.
Yes.
And if there's no test, there's no promotion. You can't go to the next level of school until you pass a grade.
That's right.
And it's a test in that grade that causes you to go to the next level.
Amen.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you're really encouraging us all
to
prepare.
Yeah.
Always be prepared. Even when things are going great, even when you walk in blessings, be prepared for the next war.
Yeah.
Because it's coming.
Yeah.
Be prepared for the next test because it is on the horizon.
And the preparation for your next level of life is a plan for that life.
Yeah. Mm. Amen. Mm. Amen.
So when you don't plan for things, it don't never happen.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. So even if you speak something.
Right.
Yeah. What was that she said tonight that was so powerful? She talked about the prophecies that have been spoken over our lives.
Right.
Amen.
And even though when those prophecies are spoken over our lives, it's our responsibility.
To war.
To war.
There's a warfare.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Though it's spoken, Jesus, when he said go, when he said the promised land is yours, but you got to go and possess it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that we must do.
Mm-hmm.
We got to war in order to possess what God said that we have. He already gave it to us, but we got to walk the steps out. And that's the faith walk that we have to do.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Prophet has talked about, she used the word skillful a lot tonight.
Yeah.
And when I hear skillful, I heard the word character that's synonymous with that. And I think character is really about what's on the inside of you, yeah. what you do every day.
Yeah.
Like we talked about Patrick Mahomes.
Consistency.
The consistency mm-hmm. of believing in himself and going through the process every day, which is what got him through those 53 minutes to get to the last 7 minutes.
Mm.
So you can't let adversity come up and say, I'm going to change who I am on the inside. You have to stick with it and trust. And that's why faith comes in that says, I know this is what God has put on the side of me, that I've been working it every day. And in this season, this time, it's just going to come forth, I believe, and I'm going to keep working it. That skill is going to come
yeah.
out. Skill has to be developed and work like character. Like I said, you can't skip steps. You have to work that character when the time is right.
Man, that's just so, you said the number right there, right? 53 minutes of less than what he was.
Yeah, exactly.
53 minutes of disappointment. 53 minutes of frustration. 53 minutes where he could have pointed to everybody else on his team that might have dropped the pass or every offensive lineman that missed the block. 53 minutes where he could have blamed everyone else. But his consistency.
Yes.
In his consistency, he knew all I need is these 7 minutes.
That's like that's it.
It's a 60-minute ball game. That's these
it.
53 minutes don't tell the full story.
That's it.
These last 7 minutes, oh yeah, that's all I need. Right. And greatness is gonna come forth. So like people of God that are out there struggling, you're in a situation, it looks like it's bleak, you're in despair. What you've gone through up to this point is not the full story.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. God only needs a moment, to change everything.
Yes.
He only needs a moment.
Yes.
If you can hold on, that greatness will come out of you
yes.
in due time and due season. So that's what we're encouraging you to do tonight. We encourage you to fight. Fight. It's going to be a fight. That greatness that God has spoken over your life, that he's prayed over you, people have prayed over you, people have prophesied over you, stick hold to it. Hold fast to it. Hold fast to the word of God. Be consistent in going to church. Be consistent in reading the word. Be
yeah.
consistent in prayer. Be consistent in interceding. Be consistent in sowing seed and tithing. And you will see the fruition
yes,
of everything
Lord.
That God has spoken over your life. It's coming.
Amen.
Your fourth quarter,
Amen.
Your 7 minutes
yeah.
is on its way.
Yes.
And you shall be victorious, man. And that's a wrap of night one, MDM After Dark. Don't forget, once again, Sunday, July the 5th, MDM Chicago. Summertime, the 7th through the 9th as well, we're going to have Pastor Butch Watkins, Apostle Calvin Emery, Mother Judy Hines, and to top it off, the Apostle himself, Marshall Davis. Go to cccembassy.org/MDM Chicago and get registered right now. Matter of fact, you don't have to wait until July. You can come visit us at the embassy each and every Sunday beginning at 10 o'clock a.m. and you can just catch the apostle and the prophetess right there where they are each and every week. But we really want you to tap into MDM. If you know any leaders that are looking for covering or just looking for mentorship, you can direct them to Marshall Davis Ministries. And you can go get that information once again at ccembassy.org/MDM Chicago. You can also follow Apostle Marshall Davis, Apostle Marshall Davis on Facebook, at WordMD on Twitter. And you can follow his SoundCloud page at MDM Embassy. It'll be posted on tomorrow. This podcast will be up later on tonight. And each and every day, we'll have something for you down here from MDM 2020, the Winter Edition in Fort Lauderdale. Once again, it was a great night, great kickoff. Prophetess Catherine Davis was very anointed, did a fantastic job, and she just set the table. For the Apostle, or Pastor Chris Weatherspoon, and for Minister Alonzo Hinton, I'm Sean Davis, saying that the best is yet to come. We'll talk to you soon.